This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. French President Emmanuel Macron says there are signs of war crimes in a Kyiv suburb following massacres by Russian forces. AP correspondent Zarya Shakli has more.
French President Emmanuel Macron says that there are signs of war crimes in a Kyiv suburb following massacres by Russian forces. Macron spoke in the town of Irpin while on a visit with the German, Italian and Romanian leaders to show support for Ukraine. He denounced the barbarism of the attacks that devastated the town and praised the courage of residents of Irpin and other Kyiv region towns who held back Russian forces from attacking the capital. The four European leaders arrived early in Kyiv to the sound of air raid sirens as they made a high-profile show of collective European support for the Ukrainian people as they resist Russia's invasion. I'm Zarya Shakili.
The U.S. Commerce Department on Thursday broadened export controls against Belarus's national airline, Belavia, for providing flights on Boeing aircraft in violation of restrictions issued after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Companies around the world are now prohibited from maintaining, repairing, and otherwise using U.S. parts to service Belavia's fleet. This according to an order issued against the airline. The order said Belavia made over 30 illegal flights on Boeing aircraft after April the 8th, in and out of Belarus, Russia, Turkey, and the cities of Moscow, St. Petersburg, the country of Georgia, and the United Arab Emirates, as well as Egypt. Human Rights Watch says Russia is causing casualties and suffering among civilians in its war against Ukraine by using anti-personnel landmines that have been banned internationally. It says Ukraine does not appear to be using those kinds of landmines. This is VOA News. In its third hearing, the House panel investigating the U.S. Capitol riot is focusing on Donald Trump's push to have his vice president reject Joe Biden's 2020 win. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has the story.
Panel Chair Benny Thompson says courts kept turning away Trump's false vote fraud claims.
So eventually, he latched on to a completely nonsensical and anti-democratic theory.
The vice president could ultimately just declare Donald Trump the winner.
Panel Vice Chair Liz Cheney read a memo from conservative law professor John Eastman. Trump White House lawyer Eric Hirschman was stunned when Eastman told him.
I said, you're completely crazy.
Pence refused the idea. And testifying before the panel, his former lawyer Greg Jacob remembers telling Eastman the Supreme Court would unanimously say the plan was unconstitutional.
He initially started it, well, I think maybe you would lose only 7-2. And after some further discussion, acknowledged, well, yeah, you're right, we would lose 9-0.
The panel played clips of Trump urging Pence to go along, and when he did not, Capitol protesters chanting to hang Pence. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. stock index has closed sharply lower on Thursday in a broad sell-off as recession fears grew following moves by central banks around the globe to stamp out rising inflation after the Federal Reserve's largest rate hike since 1994. But U.S. President Joe Biden told AP in an interview Thursday that recession is not inevitable. He said the United States is in a stronger position than any nation in the world to overcome this inflation. He spoke to AP in an interview at the White House. The city of Beijing on Thursday declared an initial victory in its latest battle with COVID-19 after testing millions of people and quarantining thousands in the past week to stem an outbreak prolonged by the sudden wave of cases linked to one bar. The World Health Organization is procuring thousands of monkeypox tests for Africa and working to ensure the continent has fair access to vaccines should the need arise. And North Korea has reported an outbreak of an unidentified intestinal epidemic in a farming region, putting further strain on the isolated country as it battles chronic food shortages and a wave of COVID-19 infections. Sri Lanka's fuel stocks will last for about five more days, according to its power and energy minister on Thursday, as the island nation awaits official confirmation from the Indian government for a new $500 million credit line for fuel. And once again, top story, the French President Emmanuel Macron says there are signs of war crimes in a Kyiv suburb. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.